cut back on something, but not them. And then you have the Milwaukee Public Schools. By now, you've probably heard this story. This, by the way, is a gift that we'll keep on giving unless the bureaucracy succeeds in shutting it down. This is a very important story. Channel 4 the other night, Aaron Diamond and the I-team at Channel 4 had that story about the massive out-of-control spending at MPS, the $20 million for consultants, $4 million more than the textbooks, the limousines, the trips, the food, all of this stuff. And it was a pretty good story. I don't know if the other media picked up on it. But the story behind that story is Citizens for Responsible Government put up a basically created a website that enables people to go online and look at all of the spending of MPS. You can go on and you can look at it in a variety of ways, look up different categories of spending, and a lot of people are doing that right now. And I would strongly urge people to do that because my guess is that the reaction of MPS bureaucracy will be the typical reaction, which is, we got to shut this down, we got to stop doing this. You can tell a lot of this spending has been going on for years and years and years under the assumption that, number one, nobody was going to notice, and if anybody noticed, nobody would care about it, and even if they cared about it, they couldn't do anything about it. Right? It's OPM, other people's money. It's Milwaukee. We can do any of this stuff. But it is extraordinary. If you spend even 5 minutes going through this material, I mean, I'll be honest. If I was the editor of the newspaper or I was a news director of the television station, I would have a front page story every day for the next 10 days on a different aspect of this. You know, you could throw them all together. But one of the little details in Aaron Diamond's story, that if you're an MPS teacher and somebody vandalizes your car during the school day, MPS pays for that. They just pay for that. Somebody emailed me a little while ago saying that if he's reading this correctly, that you have MPS paying out millions of dollars for union dues. Could that be true? Aren't union members supposed to pay the union dues? You know, and then there are just some, again, I'm not saying these are the most important spending, but you go through this spending and, you know, a couple of things come to mind, including, is anybody in any position of authority exercising any control over this whatsoever? At all. I know that this has been sent around. Chris Kleisman from Citizens for Responsible Government actually did a printout of just the C's. Just the C's, and he has emailed this to me, and I'm sure that other talk show hosts as well. 17 pages, and you go through page after page after page. And I'm going to read some of this, and actually there's a question I have in my mind, like what's going on, and maybe somebody who's associated with MPS can actually shed a little bit of light on this. So we will leave the phone lines on open, 799-1620. U.S. Cellular calls our free star TMJ. Okay, starting with page 14, you have, and again, none of the expenses I'm going to list will have anything to do with teaching a kid anything. Will have anything to do with students, children, education, teaching, nothing. All right. So you have here, this is all 2006, October 2006, $242 for cookie mugs, $134 for to Cookies by Design for a parent retreat meeting. You have $214 for Cordial Greetings by Thayer, which is something to eat, I guess. And then you have the apparently limitless budget for buying sandwiches from Cousins. June, $88. District mentor meeting, Cousins Submarine. November 2007, $57 for Cousins Submarine's DPI mini grant reading meeting. July, DFS assessment tool meeting, Cousins Submarine, $49. June, $46, Cousins Subs for in-service. April, $40, Cousins Submarine DPI mini grant reading. May, $39, life skills training, to Cousins Submarines for life skill training. May, $38 to Cousins Submarines wellness and prevention meeting. January, 06, $1,683 to Cousins Submarines for box lunches, beverage for Read First meetings. March, $1,622 to Cousins Submarines refreshment reading first meeting. May, $1,304. Cousin Submarine, box lunches, reading first meeting again. January, $1,150. Cousin Submarine, Milwaukee Career Development Conference. January, $1,000, Cousin Submarine, lunch for CDC, whatever that is. Then you have, let's see, July, $871, Cousin Submarine for Reading First Lunches. Another $836, Cousin Submarine, more Reading First Lunches. $600, Cousin Submarine's Reading First Lunches in February. $600 to Cousin Submarine Scoring Session. $524, Cousin Sub Scoring Session. $480, Cousin Sub Science Fair. $431, Cousin Sub's High School Writing Assessment. $405, Cousin Submarine Grade 6 Writing Assessment. $390, Cousin Submarine's Reading First Meeting. $380, Cousin Submarine Grade 7 Writing Assessment. $378, Cousin Submarine Just Lunches, January 06. $370, you getting the point here? Kegel's Family Night, $294, Cousin Submarine. $308, Cousin Submarine, Grade 6 Writing Assessment. $292, Cousin Sub's Homework Treat Manitoba School. $275, Lunches, Cousin Submarine. This, by the way, goes on for another two pages of hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars. I guess my question would be, if anybody can provide any insight, why are the Milwaukee Public Schools incapable of holding any sort of a meeting whatsoever without having the taxpayers buy them lunch or dinner? I just want to know. Is there something that I'm missing here? Now, somebody did suggest a theory that I'm not sure is true. Go a couple of pages earlier. Champion Chicken gets a lot of tax money from MPS. I'm just going to read this. $2,252 to Champion Chicken for a parent banquet. $1,000 to Champion Chicken for Informed Families Conference. $937 to Champion Chicken for Kirby Family Night at Audubon School. $773 to Champion Chicken for just supplies. $675 Champion Chicken, another family night. $604 Champion Chicken, another informed parent workshop. $570 Champion Chicken Audubon Family Night. $552 Champion Chicken Food for BMBF Family Night. $461 Champion Chicken, another family night. $437 Champion Chicken for Edison Family Night. Let's see, $437 Champion Chicken, another family night. Boy, they have a lot of family nights, don't they? $437 Champion Chicken Family Night at Edison Middle School. And let's see, that's $417. $360 Champion Chicken Leap Orientation. $320 Champion Chicken Staff Meal for Parent Teacher Conferences. $292 Champion Chicken Teacher Appreciation. Et cetera, et cetera. Here's $129 Champion Chicken Character Education Training. $115 Champion Chicken Other Expenses. $113 Champion Chicken Love and Logic Session. Not to be confused with the other $105 to Champion Chicken for a Love and Logic Session, or the $105 a month later for Champion Chicken Love and Logic Parent Session, etc., 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 etc. These are just the C's. These are just the C's. I mean, I just wonder how many other agencies or private businesses feel that every single time anyone gets together, you have to buy them food. You have to buy food. 799, nobody's called in with any theory about this whatsoever. 799-1620, U.S. Cellular calls are free, star TMJ, throughout the Midwest, 1-800-877-1620. I will tell you one theory, and you can refute it if it's not true, saying, hey, on the union contract, teachers don't have to go to this. So one of the reasons, way they induce people to come is to give them free food. That in the MPS culture, if you don't give people free food, nobody's going to show up. The sense of entitlement to other people buying you a free lunch seems to be remarkably ingrained in MPS. And once again, did any member of the school board ever go through any of these budgets and go, you know what, at a time when we're about to stick it to the taxpayers, when we're about to jab the taxpayers, when we're saying we don't have enough money to educate children, maybe we ought to have people bring, I don't know, Something from home. Did anybody ever bring that up? 799-1620. U.S. cellular calls are free. Star TM. It's 926. You're listening to News Radio 620 WTMJ. I think the chances are at least 50-50 that the MPS bureaucracy will take down this this website that Citizens Responsible Government put up. Because, I'm sorry, you spend even 15 minutes scrolling through this stuff, and you realize how much money is, it's not just leaking money out of MPS, it is just pouring out. It is just, you know, rent, you know, for people who have nothing to do with actually educating kids. But I guess when you have $3 billion over 3 years to spend, you got a lot of extra money. And you're figuring since nobody is paying any attention, no one's holding you accountable, why the hell not? 799-1620, U.S. cellular calls are free, Star TMJ. But what is with the stuff in their face every single time they get together? You know, I got a meeting with some managers coming up later this week. I can guarantee you they're not buying lunch around here. I mean, you apparently, you know, what is it the rule at MPS that whenever two or three are gathered together, we have to have cousins or fried chicken? I'm sorry, Kurt from Waukesha.
Well, Charlie, short, forget the money they're spending on food. The meetings that you rattled off. Short of the two that talked about writing assessments, I didn't hear anything, any of those meetings that had anything to do with teaching or education, other than a bunch of fluffy, euphemistic stuff that probably, so forget the food costs. What did it cost to have the administrative staff there and the lights on and every other?
The amount of time they waste on just crap is breathtaking.
It is.
It's not just the junkets that they're taking flying all over the country, you know, paying themselves consultant fees. It's just the waste of thumb-sucking time.
We can't do all without any other family nights or any of those other things. Just
well, maybe, look, the family, if they're trying to get parents more involved in their kids, and maybe somebody's going to call in and will say, well, they're trying to bribe parents to actually coming in and, you know, caring about their kids, and I don't know, but you make an interesting point. Okay, since we're still on the C's, you can do this by vendor. Caribbean Designs, the company Caribbean Designs, does very well at the public trough here. $4,997 to Caribbean Designs for T-shirts and banner. $260 to Caribbean Designs for Bradley Tech DFSM Mini G Women to Women. Another $252 to Caribbean Design for the same thing. $211 to Caribbean Designs for T-shirts. Some do with South Division. $206 to Caribbean Designs. $200 to Caribbean Designs. Let's see. $152 to Caribbean Designs. Bradley DPI Mini Men to Men. $79 Caribbean Designs. Bradley Tech DPI Mini G Men to Men. Let's see. It just keeps going on and on and on. $799. What is with the Eaton thing? Bruce from the North Side, you're on 620 WTMJ.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm getting hungry. Just reading where all of MPS's money is actually going.
Well, my question is, does not the Milwaukee Public Schools and every school have a food service where they provide free breakfast, free lunch, free after-school snacks? And if they have a meeting, the custodian has to be there to operate and open the building, so why couldn't they have their own kitchen staff prepare the food?
Well, there's all kinds of questions like this. I mean, I don't know, just have a potluck dinner. I mean, do you have meetings at your company? And, I mean, it just seems like you read this and you think, they're not capable of having any event whatsoever. And by the way, I mean, this is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. I could spend my entire program just reading the invoices to you on all of this stuff.
It's a money pit.
It is a money pit, and clearly nobody in the position of authority ever said, you know what, we need to cut back on some spending here. We just can't afford this.
But every one of those programs is one of these kumbaya, grab your hands and let's all sing together, which means absolutely nothing to the kids.
Yeah, now there is a possibility that as a result of this website being out there that something will happen, which is that Andrikopoulos will get on the phone with Peter Blewett and say, Peter, they're on to us. They're paying attention. They're watching. Blewett will say, yeah, but we won the election. Nobody cares about those right-wing conservatives. And plus, you know, this is Milwaukee. The taxpayers will pay up. But, you know, there always comes those moments. And this is the thing about Milwaukee. It's kind of unpredictable where something is going to flip over and people will go, okay, you guys really are screwing us over. This really isn't about the kids, is it, anymore, Peter?
Andrikopoulos is just going to do smoke and mirrors.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yes. Does the word accountability mean anything if Peter Blewett and Bill Andrikopoulos keep their jobs? I mean, seriously, does it have any, you know, reality whatsoever? I'm not getting any insight on this. Jack from Waukesha, you're on 620 WTMJ.
Yes, hi, Charlie. I used to do work in MPS schools, but one of the things that you want to look at also on that list is why were these vendors selected? As an example, you mentioned the Caribbean Cruise or whatever that was for the teachers.
Caribbean Designs. This is for the T-shirt.
Right.
We haven't even gotten into the junkets, the amount of money they spent on travel. Yeah.
No, but my point, though, is why were these vendors selected? A lot of these are spouses or relations of MPS teachers.
By the way.
There was a restaurant up on the north side. I can't remember the exact name of it.
Don't make an allegation that we can't confirm, but you are raising an outstanding question. That if I was a reporter out wanting to commit a flagrant act of journalism, one of the things that I would ask is, hey, what's the deal with Champion Chicken? Okay, who owns Champion Chicken? I'm just wondering how come it's Champion Chicken? You know, who owns the franchises with Cousins? Because obviously somebody's made the decision, we're having a meeting. We got to, you know, get on the phone, call up the Cousins. I'm not saying that they did anything wrong, but it is kind of interesting to see who gets all this money.
Well, the other thing you want to look at, and that's the area that I was somewhat involved in, if you really want to find the fund, go to the audit department, because those guys have the stories. They have to do the school audit.
I think you're right.
It's amazing. When the stories were first coming about the mismanagement of some of the choice schools, then you needed to go in and look at what was going on in the MPS schools, and the audit guys have to audit the schools, and they know where the money is, and they know where the bones are buried.
Yeah,
so
okay.
If
now here,
you want to do an open records request, go into the audit department and ask for school audits, and this report would curdle you.
Good suggestion. Kind of wonder where everybody's been. All right, I'm just still paging through this. Here is a $950 payment from the Malcolm X Academy for consultant services to something apparently called Citizens Advocating for a Demo Envi. Was it Democratic Environment? And it's to $950 to integrate parental involvement. And then there's another $450 payment to the same organization. Then you have City Ballet Theater, which is getting a whole bunch of money from MPS, including $1,150 for 37 geraniums and delivery for, what is it supposed to be, ER, school and community support. So we don't have enough money to teach kids, but we have enough money to buy 37 geraniums. What else? Lots of money, $765 to the City Ballet for hip-hop and African dance. Not $595 hip-hop, $425 hip-hop, another $425 hip-hop, $340 dance class, $340 hip-hop, $297 hip-hop. Yeah, well, Johnny may not be able to read, but he can definitely, apparently, hip-hop. 799-1612. Well, nobody has any insight into this, other than the fact that it is other people's money. All I can say is that if I can come up with this out of the seas, if you have reporters, and we do have reporters in this town, who want to have some pretty good stories that people will actually be interested in, why don't you just go through the D's, the E's, the F's, the G's, the H's? But I would do it very, very quickly, because my guess is that right now, Peter Blewett is on the phone going, you gotta make this stop! You're making us look like complete idiots! Superintendent, you got to take this thing down! It's not like it's public money or anything. Well, yeah, I guess it is public money, but we can't make it easy for people to find out what's actually needs it. Hey, we've been talking about this website, the MPS website put up by Citizens for Responsible Government. The president of the group, Chris Kleismet, joins us now on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Charlie.
Now, it's still up, right?
Still up.
Is MPS going to leave it up, do you think?
Well, that remains to be seen. I think there is some danger that happening, but for now, we're holding firm.
Now, I thought it was interesting. I was just going through the C's because you sent me the C's. This is a target-rich environment. Have you had a chance to go through much of the other stuff?
I've gone through the A's, B's, and C's and a smattering of the other vendors, but as I say, there's a staggering amount of information there.
There is a staggering amount of information. Well, what else is there? Just give us a taste. What should we be looking for?
Some of the ones that impress me are the comedy sports. There's one, there's a...
comedy sports?
Oh, yeah, comedy sports. As I mentioned once before, if you want a good laugh, just read the budget. There's things like subscriptions to Coffee News magazine.
I think I saw that one, yeah. Because we have to have that stuff.
You know, and the list is endless. You know, it's this death of 1,000 pinpricks. I mean, there's truly some large things, you know, and it's been talked about the consultants. It's been talked about the out-of-state travel. But in addition to those very large employee auto vandalism, in addition to those extremely large expenditures, there are just thousands of $500 and $100 expenses for catering and subs and cakes and cookies and chrome-plated whistles, you name it. It's all there.
I'm just going through this. Here's an $849 expenditure to something called Cobra Kites for Frustrationless Flyer 20-pack.
Yeah, and
buying kites.
I mean, the other thing we have to look for is...
What is Coffee Makes You Black? $275 to Coffee Makes You Black, Prin Coach Meeting with Sandy Brown. I don't even know what that means.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head earlier. The tools are there, the info is there in excruciatingly and often aggravating detail. The next step is for the reporters, the bloggers, and the average citizens to become informed and let their political and civic leaders that they better fix the problem or they're not going to be there and we'll fix it for them.
Yeah. Okay, I found the $800 to Comedy Sports in February 2006. They liked it so much they went back in April 2006, another $300 for a one-hour performance. And then in June, another $300 for improvisational workshop for 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders.
Well, there's the Bunny Gumbo Theater. There's
Bunny Gumbo.
Oh, yeah. It's all in there. That will be under the B's. The Summer Architectural Cruise, $600,000.
The Cookie Mugs.
Oh, yeah.
Cream City Comics. Create a comic.
Yeah. Remember when it was bad to bring comic books to school?
Now we teach them how to do it.
Yeah. There are $600 chairs, but they are the nice high-back multi-tilter version, so... At least we're getting something out of it.
And apparently nobody ever said, we don't have chairs here. Do we really right now need to have the really, really expensive chairs?
Yeah,
absolutely. You can't expect Charlene Harden to sit through these school board meetings without a chair. I don't know if it was for her. Cheap shot.
Yeah,
the thing about this is you look at this and you realize, okay, why did Charlene Harden think she could get away with her junkets and doing what she did? Well, look at this.
Well, and
who do you think she works with?
Exactly, and there's even the bigger ones. The question: $90,000 to the Bicycle Federation, $1 million to the UW Board of Regents. It makes you go, what was that for?
Mm-hmm. Well, you did an outstanding job, and I think there are stories there for months, including the questions of not just why are they spending the money, but what are the connections between folks at NPS and some of these vendors who are doing awfully well at the taxpayer. Breast. Let me just put it that way.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very
much.
Thanks for having
me.